Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of November 2018, and this is the Mole Out Loud. Sorry, this is Mole Out Loud, podcast number 913. It's early-ish morning. It's light already, so it's not that early anymore. And there's a very, very light frost. So it's quite cool, but I can't see my breath much. It was much cooler yesterday. I've just come out to the bakery, a different bakery this time, to get some bread for this morning. And they had some free homemade chocolate Stäbli, they call them, like chocolate sticks. So I've got one slightly melting in my hand at the moment. It's a pre-breakfast treat. I think while I'm here, I'm going to be eating out of indulgence rather than very good health. I had a raclette with my extended family last night, which is basically potatoes and melted cheese. And now I've got this lovely bread. And I'm just about to go to a little tiny supermarket. I completely stay away from supermarkets when I'm in Hobart. I don't think I've visited one for years, but there's something about re-recognizing the old brands. And there are a couple of things I need to get. I woke up very early this morning and still in my slightly jet-lagged space. So I've left my brother getting up in a normal sort of routine, and I'm just making the most of being outside. This is a very nice chocolate stick. It's a praline. And I put it in my mouth, even though I'm doing the podcast, because I don't feel I can go into the shop with it in my hand. So I'm going to just pause for the moment, and I will talk to you a little bit later. I'm now back. It's the other end of the day, and I'm just sitting in my brother's apartment again, and he's gone out to do some other things, and we're going to have rather a late meal tonight. We've had a full day and been walking and visiting people, and I'm still awake. I'm still very awake, even though I had such a short night last night and a very much even shorter nights the last couple of nights. But I'm still feeling really well and very much in the right place. I had another walk in the woods. It was dusk and then dark, and we were taken by a friend of my brother's who knew some very special stories about the woods that we were walking through. And we were taken right into the woods, off the paths occasionally, but not too far off, not to disturb any animals, any native animals. And yes, it's been a big day, and I feel as if I should be writing lots of this down, and I haven't really had a chance to do that yet, because we seem to float into stories about our lives, our current lives, and we've been looking through old photographs of my family or our family. My brother is the keeper of the photographs, and just reconnecting, and the people we've been meeting have all had their own stories that have been rich, and Michael's been kind of playing the hung, which is a wonderful musical instrument that is made in Bern, and has a sound like nothing else. So we've had a really, really fabulous day. And so this is another short podcast. I feel that there's so much that I could be talking about, and it's too soon. I haven't really absorbed it. My life, as you will know, is a very regular thing on the whole, except for the last few weeks. And so I have enough time to absorb what I want to absorb. And just this last couple of days, I feel as if there's so much, and I need to sketch it down. I need to do some drawings, I think, tonight, so that I've got a mnemonic for writing more. If I sketch it out, then the sketches remind me much better than any piece of writing. So I intend to do that a bit later on tonight, but I also don't want to have a very late night tonight. I do hope that you've had a good day today, wherever you are, that you've been able to engage with whatever is most important to you. I'm thinking a lot about all of you who I've left in Tasmania, those of you who are doing the quiz without me, and my neighbours and my friends who listen in on Mole Out Loud, who I normally have regular contact with in one way or another, the friends who I go on walks with on Loch Lofty. So you are very much in my mind, as well as this other side of my life. And this is very much part of my life here, and it's a part of my life that I carry with me when I'm in Tasmania, and I guess it'll always be a bit of a dual life, and both are really strongly meaningful for me. And so, yes, I hope for you too that you can engage with those meaningful sides of your life. We all have parts of our lives that are, well, most of us do anyway, that are hidden in some way because there's no one around us who's experienced the same things or similar things. And if it's possible at all, it's great to honour that. And I think the older we get, the fewer people often there are around who've shared our earlier lives, especially as so many of us are quite migratory. Anyway, I wish you all the best, and I shall upload this. I know it's a very different time that you're getting the podcasts. I've completely lost my sense of when things are happening, and I realized that the last one I thought I'd put up hadn't. I thought there was something wrong with my MailChimp, but it was me. I'd created a draft instead of posting the real thing. So I'm at least a day out, I think, for some of you. And of course I will be. I'm posting later. But I'll just have to keep going the way it is. I'm not sure when I'm podcasting again. Discovered my phone wasn't going to work in Europe, so I'm dependent on Wi-Fi, and I'll have that sometimes, and at other times I won't. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon, from somewhere. From Bern, I should think. Probably more likely than here. Or maybe not. Maybe it'll be here. It won't be en route. Certainly won't be posting it from here. So, until next time, and thank you very much.